and I'll continue with part two of the whinge. So yeah, it doesn't know what to do in any given situation. It doesn't know. It doesn't know how to play. It doesn't know how to... got my sunglasses on my head. Put them on my eyes, you clown head. It doesn't know how to play. It doesn't know how to sit still. It doesn't know... It doesn't know its own size. It doesn't know its own strength. It doesn't understand that, you know, you can't play with another dog like it does, because it doesn't know how to play. It's not socialized to other animals. I'm saying animals, because you could smell the cats. We've got two new kittens. He could smell the cats. Oh, Jesus, wept. Fortunately, they stay upstairs the majority of the time anyway. We just got them a couple of weeks ago. And so, oh God, he's such hard, bloody work. Yeah. Motorbike. Just quickly, Sarah went into her work just before to complain again about her hours of work and where, you know, what times of day she's been given work, even though she's filled in the appropriate documentation which states she when she can and can't work. So that's seven times now. The latter five have been either strong emails or physical visits to say get your shizer sorted. Motorbike, yeah, so while Sarah was up there, out next door is my brother-in-law's garage, quite coincidentally. So, saw the Varadero, in his garage. The front wheel's going down, but it doesn't matter because I've got two brand new tyres that need going on. I was going to use that vinyl wrap to cover the new fairings, but oh God, it was gonna be hassle, owing to the compound curves on the front two fairings, the front left and right. So decided to get them resprayed. So they were meant to come back yesterday, but Colin, my brother-in-law, was saying the guy was going to be down any minute. He just rang him to say he was on his way. Yeah, right. Come on. The idea was to have the Varro up and running on Saturday. It ain't going to happen now. Colin and his wife... Colin's not actually my brother-in-law, is he? His this estranged wife is my sister-in-law, Sarah's older sister. He's been emotionally blackmailed quite a lot recently. So we were meant to be working it on it Saturday, just gone. Went to his garage, nowhere to be seen. And his lackey said that, oh, he's gone to watch his daughter horsey jumping. Maggie, for God's sake. The dog can't go round me. It's bizarre. So he was saying before there that she bullied him into it, you know, the old, you don't care about your own daughter, blah, blah, blah. Even though it was, they've arranged when, you know, when to have the daughter. And the same is going for this Saturday as well. And the reason why I really need him is because he's going to fit me new sprockets and chain. He's a biker, notwithstanding he's a mechanic, so he knows how to do it, and he's also going to put me rear tire on, but he can't put me front tire on. It's too thin, or the rim is too thin for his machinery, but he can just put the rear one on. So he's going to put the rear one on. Come on, good girl. You look tired, Maggie. So there's that. So 180 quid to have four fairings prepared, properly primed and resprayed black metallic. 180 quid for four bits of plastic, man. Oh, to be resprayed. And I paid 80 quid, £40 each for the front two fairings, second hand. If I'd bought them from Honda brand new, they're £120 each for a bit of plastic. It's plastic. Oh, Sarah's mother had to take her to the hospital yesterday in York, kind of a rush thing before she had a bloody stroke. The moral of the story is stop smoking. Don't smoke. Don't drink. Because your life will be shortened significantly and you will suffer. So she's going to have an operation next day or two to have a couple of arteries cleaned out because they're all clogged. She's had that white finger. So Mac, I know exactly what you're talking about. And the white finger, oh my God, it was what she was showing me pictures. I've seen her with the old white finger, but she showed me pictures of when it was at its worst. And oh my God, half or more, two thirds of her left hand, that's, it's not just white. It's like that. It's like dead body waxy, you know, no colour, that kind of pale waxy. It reminded me of a dead body, actually, because that's what dead bodies go. She was getting dizzy and fainting, and we thought it was her diabetes. She was recently diagnosed with diabetes in the last, I don't know, 6-7 months. So after all of that, she has got diabetes, but after all of that, it was clogged arteries. And she seriously close to having a flipping stroke or a heart attack because their dizziness spells and the fainting were becoming more frequent. Oh, God. And I've been telling her for years, stop smoking, stop drinking. I've been telling her that all her health problems are stemming from that. And I was proven right in the end, so she's in a bit of a state. So Sarah's gone down. Oh, it wasn't yesterday. It was 2 days ago that took her. So Sarah's gone down today to collect a key to bring it back to take some things down for her and keep her company. And Doris has done so much for Sarah and I over the... Oh, I forgot to tell you. This is our wedding anniversary today. 14 years we've been married today. We had it all jacked up that we were going to go to the cinema and for a meal. Nope, that's not happening. Yet again, there's a very good lyric in a Metallica song that I really like, and it pertains to my life. Certainly, definitely over the last 6 years, definitely. And that's my life, the wound that never heals. Because everything I do, every single thing I do, fails. Everything I get involved in fails. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, no fault of my own. My Mavic drone has been received by the Drone Works. So come close of play Friday, I'm expecting a quote for repair, which I can expect, get this, is going to be in the region of £450. What's the point, man? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, it's quite a nice walk, so I'm going to get on enjoying it. Thanks for listening to my whinging. See ya.